Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most business owners understand that two keys to their success are customers that return to buy again and again, and employees who stay with them year after year. But our next guest says that while many of these leaders know these are key behaviors, they don't know how to implement them. Dr. Daisy White is president of White Ridgely Associates. She joins us now by phone from her office in Okady, South Carolina. Daisy, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. It's great to be here.
I know some of our listeners, maybe many who were born and raised here, might not know where Okady is.
It's between Beaufort and Bluffton.
Give us a brief history and overview of your company, how you got into this business, how you arrived at Okady.
My husband, actually, Charles White, started the business in 1982, and it was started in Baltimore, Maryland, as an executive search company. Towards the end of that decade, a lot of our big clients, for example, Citibank and T. Rowe Price, said, we don't need you to find any employees for us. We need you to take some employees off our hands. And Charles noticed that there were a lot of people whose jobs could have been saved and who could have done better had they had some coaching. And I remember very clearly him saying to me, sports figures and entertainment figures have coaches. Regular people need coaches. And so this was way before everybody was a coach. And so our first coaching clients, because it was kind of a hard sell in the beginning, were kind of remedial. You know, we had this positive employee program. Are you having employees having a problem? We'll help you to fix them. And if we can't fix them, we'll help them get reemployed. So it was kind of a twofer. And then what happened is companies started to realize that they didn't want to invest money so much in employees who were really not salvageable. They wanted to invest in kind of the rising superstars. So we started coaching the superstars, the people who really smart, driven, knew they can be better, and were interested in learning to be better leaders and better people.
And what brought you to South Carolina?
We have been coming to an island bordering on the Colleton River across from Bluffton since the early 90s. We had a huge client in Savannah that was closing up. And so we fell in love with the Lowcountry, and I think reading Prince of Tides kind of sealed the deal.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about what I mentioned in my introduction, these two keys to success for a business owner, customers that return all the time and employees who stay a long time.
Yes. Well, we think, Mike, that those two things are definitely linked. The Gallup survey says something like 80% of employees across the country are what they describe as not engaged. So they wouldn't particularly recommend their company to a friend, or they don't particularly feel invested and proud of that company. So what we want is to have customers who are excited because the employee is engaged and excited and very upbeat about their company. And we think that, in turn, it goes to the managers and the leaders, because research shows that people don't leave companies so much as they leave their immediate supervisor. And so if their immediate supervisor is not someone who is treating them with trust, respect, and appreciation, who's listening to them, who is self-aware, and who is accountable for helping the group to create a positive climate, we think that those people will just go elsewhere.
And so where does the leader learn these skills if they don't have them already?
We believe that it starts with self-awareness and emotional intelligence, which we think is in short supply. Last week, I was with co-leaders of the company, their co-CEOs, and they had just finished an employee survey where people were asked to give them what we call feed forward, because we think feedback is, nobody wants it, nobody wants to give it. It's like it's going back and rehashing things that can't be changed. So we call it feed forward. So there were a lot of really candid answers. And the CEOs, they were like, well, why don't people tell us that to our face? So one of the things we do is to just keep encouraging them to talk to their employees, to be more vulnerable, and to think of one thing they could do differently to make themselves more available.
Well, Daisy, great information. Thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Okay, well, thank you, Mike, for having me.
Dr. Daisy White is president of White Ridgely Associates. She joined us by phone from her office in Okady, South Carolina. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.